If you look at other independence movements, struggles, and parties, there's always comes a point in time when the person who has been leading is really their time to depart from the scene. And in this case, of course, we have President Robert Mugabe is getting up there in age. The issue is how you deal with that. And I think that's for Zimbabwe, they haven't had any other leader. So that's why it's probably a growing pain.
What about you, Mr. Okwete? What are your thoughts?
I'm completely with Mwiza on that point that everybody understands that a strong-willed a leader as President Mugabe has been, he is departing from the scene, if for no other reason than his age. He understands it. Everybody else understands it. But I'm also of the impression that he is trying to influence who becomes his successor.
Mr. Montali, you're from Malawi, and you had an aging leader, Mr. Hastings Banda. His party had been in power for many years. And then at some point, 30 years. Mm-hmm. And at some point, it came to an end. So when you make the comparisons, what are you seeing in Zimbabwe now that is reminding you of what maybe you heard or saw in Malawi before he left office?
Slightly different in the sense that it wasn't just an internal dynamics within the party, but also outside forces within Malawi pushed that regime out. Whereas in Zimbabwe's case, yes, you do have opposition parties, but they don't seem to be as strong as the ones were in Malawi in 94. But it's very much a similar situation where you had the head of the party being a little older, but he still ran for those elections. He was actually much older than Robert Mugabe is now at that time. He was probably 94 when he ran for that election. And it's probably one of the reasons why they even lost, because people saw him as being there too long. And the party had just too much on its hands with bad leadership. So people wanted to go another route.
Mr. Okwete?
Yes. You know, by the way, I am from Ghana. And, you know, Banda actually lived in Ghana. But, you know, Robert Mugabe also lived in Ghana. So,
and he was married to a Ghanaian woman.
Yes. The first lady of Zimbabwe was Ghanaian, Sally Mugabe. And so I'm just saying, looking at the two situations, Zimbabwe and Malawi, I think one strong difference is the international attitude towards those two leaders, especially Western attitudes. You know, because of apartheid South Africa, and Mr. Banda was pretty soft on South Africa. And therefore, the West actually, in my eyes, pretty much liked him. On the other hand, the West does not like Mr. Mugabe at all. And I think it has actually an interesting connection with the fact that the opposition party in Zimbabwe right now is very weak. In the last elections, they were tainted as being funded by the West. And, of course, Mugabe and the ZANU-PF played it up as, you know, they are puppets of the West, and they didn't do well for some other leadership personal problems. So Mwiza is right that the real fight to succeed Mr. Mugabe, it is the factions inside ZANU-PF, whereas in Malawi, it came from the outside. Because in the case of Zimbabwe, the outside pressures have been painted as imperialism and Westerners trying to impose their will in Zimbabwe, and that has been discredited and tainted.